Hi, I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word. You know, one of the greatest words used in the New Testament regarding Jesus Christ, it's even in the Old Testament, is the word cornerstone, used several times. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 20, Paul is describing the church. He even refers to the church as being a building on that occasion, how that we are fitly framed and joined together, and he uses the word cornerstone to describe the foundation, the establishment of the church. And in that passage, he says, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone. It's a compound word. The first of those words meant either the top or the tip, and then another word that meant an angle or a corner. He is the top angle, the top corner, the tip of the stone there. And that's certainly a word picture that is brought to mind based upon the usage of that word, cornerstone. Literally, out of one source, the cornerstone means the stone set at the corner of a wall so that its outer angle becomes important. And we're not talking about just any cornerstone. We are talking in terms of the Bible of the chief cornerstone. Literally, the cornerstone became the basis for the building's measurement. Without it, the building could itself not be measured. We are talking about in the chief cornerstone, that by which every line, by which every angle is governed. Without it, there is nothing. We are talking about in the chief cornerstone, a substance upon which without it, the building would not even exist. And yet in the language of the Bible, Jesus Christ is Himself the chief cornerstone. I want you to think about some of the applications with regard now to Jesus being the chief cornerstone, our word for the day. In Matthew 16 and verse 18, Jesus said, "Upon this rock I'll build my church." In the context of that discussion, He is talking about His identity, the fact that He is the Son of God. He is the Messiah. And upon His deity will the church be built. That makes it an immutable, immovable foundation, the chief cornerstone. Also consider that in 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 11, Paul says, "Other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." Jesus Christ is the only cornerstone of the church. There's not another. You cannot put the name of another man down and that be the cornerstone of the church. It is alone Jesus the Christ. In fact, in Ephesians 2, he prefaces his remark about the building fitly framed and joined together and Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone by saying that we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets to identify exactly upon which we are built. That's the teaching. That's the truth of the apostles and prophets. You remember in Matthew 16, Jesus said that whatever they would teach on earth, whatever they would bind or loose, will have already been loosed or bound in heaven. In other words, Jesus, through His teaching, establishes the church. If you would be a member of the church today, you must do so through the teachings of Jesus Christ. That's how you put yourself as a lively stone upon the chief cornerstone. There's also this. When we become members of the body of Christ, if He is the chief cornerstone, it means our entire existence as a Christian centers on Jesus Christ. Without Him, there is no reason for our existence. He explains our purpose as the church. Just like He existed to give glory to His Father in heaven, in Ephesians 3, 20 and 21, the church exists to give glory to the Father through Jesus Christ, world without end. Amen. He's the chief cornerstone. The next time you're contemplating the church, keep in mind that without the chief cornerstone, without Jesus Christ, that building, the church, would not exist. Cornerstone, our word for the day. I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word.